Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Peace does not mean the absence of conflict, because opposition, polarity, and conflict are natural and universal laws. That's by Bryant McGill in his book, Simple Reminders, Inspiration for Living Your Best Life. This leads into Parker Palmer's third habit of the heart. We must cultivate the ability to hold the tension in life-giving ways. Parker illuminated the five habits of the heart in his book, Healing the Heart of Democracy. It's a book that explores how to create politics worthy of the human spirit. In a 2013 interview, Parker Palmer talked about the habits of the heart, and the third one being, we must cultivate the ability to hold tension in life-giving ways.
For a lot of people, this is a biggie. They think, well, you know, I understand we're all in this together. I sort of appreciate otherness. I learn from it. But when there's a real tension, I mean, it just, you know, we're hardwired to not like tension. Tension is what gives rise to the fight or flight response. So we either want to punch the opponent out or we want to run away. And as a result, we don't generate the energy of change that democracy was really created to generate. As I say in the book, part of the genius of our founders was that they created the first political system I know anything about that treats conflict and tension as the engines of a better social order rather than the enemies of a good social order. Up until our form of government, conflict and tension meant that whoever was in power just had to quash it as quickly as possible, often killing off the people who were creating it. But in our system, there's an explicit design to use conflict and tension as an engine for that more perfect union that the founders wrote about, rather than to fear it as the enemy of a good social order. So the big picture here is that it's really, really important that we learn to hold tension in life-giving ways. And I think one of the bottom line questions in life is, why am I here? Why am I in this conversation? And if the answer is, well, I'm here to win a shootout, then I think you might as well, you know, pack it up and go home, because those shootouts are always lose-lose situations. But if you can say, well, I'm here to create a container in any way I can that allows us to continue to think about something, to get to know each other better, to drive this thing down a little closer to the human condition and away from those abstract ideological arguments that just sort of float us above reality at an altitude where nobody can live because nobody can breathe, you know, then I think it's worth hanging around and seeing what you might be able to accomplish. Those are things I think that are worth accomplishing. And all of them, you know, to put it back in the big picture, all of them help reweave the fabric of our common life that is what was intended when the founders first used the phrase, we the people.
So tension is part of life. So how do we open ourselves up to hear and explore the tension points? Adam Kahane, the author of Power and Love and many other books about these kinds of conversations, often uses storytelling, deep listening, walking side by side as ways to enter into these conversations. Other facilitators talk about how helpful it is to have a higher order intention. Why is it worth us sitting down and dancing through the tension points? Let me close with a quote from Bertrand Russell. In all affairs, it's a healthy thing now and again to hang a question mark on the things you have long taken for granted.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.